The intelligent design issue hit the front page of USA Today on Wednesday. Intelligent Design read the headline, "Is Religious Judge Says Evolution Rival Barred in Pennsylvania Science Classes." Well, in light of the judge's ruling, and by the way, this judge, Judge John Jones, made an overreach to say the least, he called this a mere relabeling of creationism. And of course, as you listen, you will recognize that nothing could be farther from the truth. This is not merely a repackaging of creationism. It is science with an open mind. It is saying that we must follow the evidence wherever it leads. We must allow for both natural and supernatural explanations for the phenomenon we encounter in everyday life. That's open-minded science. It's not forcing religion down anybody's throat. It's saying, let the facts lead us wherever they may. This is particularly true in an age of scientific enlightenment where the facts say that evolution is no longer tenable in an age of scientific enlightenment. In 19th century science, you could look at a microscopic fertilized human egg and you could suggest that that was a mere blob of gelatin. But in an age of scientific enlightenment, you can't do that anymore. It's one of the most ordered complex structures in the entire known universe. And to suggest that something that complex is a mere function of time and chance must surely stretch credulity beyond the breaking point. But here's the real point. The real point is this. You and I need to be equipped to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us with gentleness and with respect, and to use our well-reasoned answer as a springboard or opportunity for sharing the truth and love and grace that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human life. And we must consider that now more than ever as we remember the birth of our Savior. This Christmas season, we recognize that the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence, the one who created all things, has condescended to reveal himself in time and space. He is not just the transcendent God. He is the God in flesh. He is incarnate. We have come to know him. And we will have a relationship with him for time and for eternity. And thus, this is no mere academic debate. It's not a we against them siege mentality against the world. No, it's reaching out to the world. The world is fulfilling its job description. The question is, are you ready to take the dogmatic assertions that are made by Judge Jones and others with regards to ID, and then use them as springboards or opportunities to share truth and love and peace that you and I celebrate this Christmas season?